Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Danae. How may I assist you today?
How you doing, Danae? My name is Michael Thomas. And y'all have sent me some enhanced pills. And I did not order nothing.
Just bear with me 1 second. Could you provide me with that zip code so I can get an account pulled up here?
10701.
10701?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And could you verify your name for me?
Michael E. Thomas.
Thank you, sir. And your address?
1155 Walburton Avenue, Yonkers, New York.
Yes, sir, I do see your account here. Do you recall on the 4th, the product you have is the male enhancer? And do you recall?
I ordered the first one, but I didn't order this one because the other night I got an email saying $93 and took it out of my account. Now, I did not order that. So how are people taking money out of my account and I didn't order nothing?
Okay, the first one for January 4th, what you ordered was a trial.
Right.
So if you didn't call and cancel that trial, it is a reoccurring charge and product being shipped to you.
Okay. So if I get this product, they shouldn't be sending me no more.
You have to. Because
I don't know. I haven't been to the mailbox yet. So I'm just wondering, after I get this product, they shouldn't be taking no money out of my account no more.
That's, sir, if you cancel it?
Well, I want to cancel it because I can't deal with this. I don't like people taking money out of my check and sending me nothing unless I'm approved or I call them and tell them I want it.
Okay.
Because the bill I got on my phone is $93. I'm like, $93? I didn't sign for $93.
Well, sir,
my bank called me and was like, is it a fraud or what? I said, look, I don't know. I don't want people taking money out of my account unless I have a proof for that.
Yes, sir. Are you using the pills?
I have used one. And it's okay. It's not probably the best product in the world. But, you know, didn't nobody tell me that, okay, you get the first sample free, you can cancel the next one. See, anybody tell me that. That's, you know. And then when I got an email the other night on my phone, it was like, here it is, the product is $93. Like, I didn't order $93 for medicine.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from New York, and my thing is, if you're going to do things the proper way or professional way, you tell everybody the detail about things like that. You know, just don't say, you know, it have been the same thing with you. You just seen an email and said, oh, we're sending you something, and, you know, it's $93. That's not professional.
Sir, the details were in the terms when you first signed up for the trial.
The first trial was a free trial, and you paid for shipping, right?
You paid for shipping, and it stated that if you didn't call and cancel that trial within the 14 days, you would be billed the full amount.
So the full amount was $93?
Yes.
So after this, I don't get no more from y'all, and right?
That's if you cancel, but we would hate to lose you as a customer. So what if
I'm gonna cancel. I got to cancel because they didn't tell me that from the beginning.
Even if I was able to offer you a 35% discount on all future charges?
So what's the discount?
The discount would be 35%.
And what's 35% of $93?
1 second, sir. $32.90.
Okay. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to just go ahead and cancel because, you know, that'd be for my best interest.
Okay, sir. What if I was able to offer you 50% discount?
You're really trying to get me, right? But, you know, the pills is okay, but I think it's just best for me to cancel. You
even
know what I'm
saying? If I was able to offer you 75% discount?
So, okay, if I pay 75% discount, so y'all will put the money back on my card, what's left of the $93?
No, this is 75% on all future purchases.
Well, no, I just go ahead and cancel. I think it'd be best, you know, because my wife was like, what are you doing this and doing that? I'm like, why would they take $93? She said, look, just call the bank, you know, because they didn't tell me that if you cancel in 30 days or whatever, they wouldn't bill you no more. But see, didn't nobody tell me that. Didn't nobody call me. Didn't nobody email me. I don't think they emailed me. Well, you know, you owe 93. They would take $93 out of your check on my account. I'm like, because the bank called me. And she said, what is this? I said, well, let me call these people today. Because I just,
yes,
you know, I hate to be, I'm a very nice guy. I don't like to raise no voice or nothing. But I'd rather cancel that.
Yes, sir. I understand. And I also appreciate that. And I'm going to go ahead and get you canceled out, okay?
Okay, so the cancel out and the $93 will go back on my card or what?
No, sir. There is no refund. But canceling out will keep you from getting any future charges.
So I'm just out of my money. That's what you're saying. So I don't get no refund back. Of
no,
$93,
sir.
So you just got $93 for a sample.
You
okay? Don't worry about it. Gotta take care of my end. I hope you take care of your end.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Look, you have a good day. Long as counsel. I don't want no more reference sending me nothing.
Okay, sir. I am definitely going to get you canceled out. Okay. And
okay.
There was some product shipped out to you today, and after that, you won't receive any more shipments, any more payments, anything, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
All right. You too. Bye.